KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Flanedi and Wushkitan of the Occoquan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the tidelands as a source of food and part of their home, and who have never relinquished their property rights and hunting and fishing rights, nor their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterway. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunach chish for your patience as we learn.
Hans and Gress, ka eat with the shu yi, we kashuk a yi tin. Jin katka ke jin ta khanakhaya ha anikak gunach chish.
You're tuned in to Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are here representing the Juneau Kindness Festival. Welcome, Maggie Dalrymple. Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
And Becky Roth. Hello, Becky.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Thank you both so much for being here today. Now, this is the third annual Kindness Festival. It began November 23rd and still going on for a couple more weeks, but like everything else in the world this year, it's different. So how would you describe this year's festival? Maggie, would you like to start?
I'll be happy to start. So this festival is online over the course of 7 weeks, as opposed to an in-person afternoon. So we have seven whole weeks to celebrate kindness this year. So let's, I guess, try to think of the positive sides of that. So we've been having a Facebook Live every Friday at 2 p.m. to have folks in the community who are doing great work and providing services related to each week's theme talk. And then we've had folks posting on social media to promote each week's theme and show how they're celebrating it.
Becky, anything to add to that?
No, I think we really just had to reimagine what was possible in the environment that we're in with the pandemic. And I'm really delighted that we have a work group and the community is willing and can lean into something that's positive right now. This is something we all share. And we just really wanted to highlight how many amazing supports we have in our community and how much kindness and generosity there really is. So as Maggie said, we're really trying to elevate what's going well and where we're just a really beautiful, connected community.
I was reading on your website that this is like an online kindness potluck. I thought that was a pretty good description.
Yeah, indeed. So, spread kindness, not COVID. That's our another sub-theme.
I love that motto. So this every week has a theme. What is this week's theme?
This week, we are celebrating neighbors and ways that neighbors can help neighbors. And we know that a lot is going on, like even today, shoveling. Saw the whole neighborhood out here shoveling together. Starting this Friday, we'll be celebrating kindness to strangers. And Maggie, you can add on to that if you'd like.
Yeah, so I guess the themes are just to give people ideas of different ways to be kind. And so this week for neighbors, our sponsors are the Juneau Public Library and Juneau Economic JEDC. Am I missing one, Becky?
Yeah, the Juneau Tribal Court system, their wellness court. Yeah, so on those Facebook Live calls, we're able to really dive in a little bit and have each of them share how their work magnifies kindness in our community and reaches out to support families and kids.
Got it. So this festival's been going on about 3 weeks, going on a month now. What have been some highlights for each of you so far? Becky, let's start with you.
Yeah, one of the things that is strong in my memory is week 3 was kindness to animals, and we had the Juno Raptor Center director on, as well as the director from Juno Animal Rescue. And they talked about their amazing work that they do and how people could support their work, what was needed. For example, they mentioned how to access the Raptor Center if anyone had found an injured animal, not just a raptor, and what they do and how big their team is. And then Samantha Blankenship at the Animal Rescue talked about the need for pet food at to keep families and pets together, and that anyone could really donate to the food bank pet food, because food security is needed for animals as well as people right now.
Maggie, how about you? What were some highlights for you so far?
Yeah, I think it's just been quite awe-inspiring. I think last Friday, the conversation is still in my head of how creative people are being in general, but in COVID, to solve problems and to help promote kindness. The wellness court that Becky was talking about was just really cool to see how we can, you know, help people, give people the help that they need, and in a different way that is, you know, not you know, necessarily in a criminalized fashion. So it's just cool to see the different creative ways that people are helping our community. And in particular, also that week, we had MJ Grandy, the children's librarian, talk about all the cool ways that the library is still getting books and other resources and activities to keep people engaged and learning during COVID. If they're not able to access the library, they can access the resources all these different creative ways. So it's just cool to see how the community is being creative and still coming together in this moment.
The library is going to be on the show a little later in the hour, so we'll get to hear more in detail from them about their services right now. So from what I understand, participation is pretty easy. You use social media and you post a photo that goes along with the theme, and you use a particular hashtag, JNU Kindness Fest 2020, and that goes for either Facebook or Instagram. And you just post it on your own personal social media and use that hashtag, and then you can use the hashtag to see what everyone else has posted too. Do I have that right?
You do.
Yes, exactly.
And I think if people would be willing to also tag Rock Juno, we're trying to keep, you know, all of the submissions together, and we'd love to create a slideshow at the end of our 7 weeks. That, I think, would be a pretty cool way to start the year.
Excellent. Tag R-O-C-K Juno. What would you like to see more of from the very kind people of Juno as the festival wraps up in the next couple of weeks? Maggie, you first.
Well, I know a lot of people are screened out these days, just a couple minutes to snap a picture of something that you're already doing. I know that everyone is already doing kind things that fall into this category all the time, because I know, because I've experienced the Juno community firsthand, and I know these things are already happening. So just a couple minutes to post. I think it's easy to get discouraged and kind of, you know, upset about and anxious about everything that's going on. So just a couple minutes to snap a picture and then post it with those hashtags. I think it's always nice to see, you know, what nice things are already going on in Juno, and just to highlight that. So I think just some more posts would be great, just to encourage everybody, to remind them of the kindness that's already going on in this community.
How about you, Becky?
Yeah, I think more smiles, more waves, more how are you doings. It's good to see you. I mean, there's small things that we can do, hopefully to post them, but also just to live with them in our heart and in our everyday actions.
So where is the best place to get more information? If anybody was listening and missed some of the stuff that we talked about today, where is the best place to go to find out more about Juno Kindness Festival?
Yeah, I think on our website, rockjuno.org, And certainly look at our pages on Instagram and Facebook. We're there. And there's just an easy way to get in touch with me if anybody needs to. But most of all, just be kind and be gentle with each other and ourselves.
Thank you. Those are great words and a good note to wrap up on. Do either of you have anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we say goodbye? Maggie, you first.
I don't think so. I think Becky, you said it best that, just give kindness where you can and to, like you said, appreciate and hold it close when you can as well.
Yeah. And many thanks to K2 for being kind and all the work you do to elevate what a beautiful place this is to live. Thanks Shelley, for your work.
Thank you. That's very nice of you. Thank you both again for being here today and take care.
Very good. Thank you.